Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome. I wanted to do a special day today, and so I got inspired by spirit to be able to put on a show today, and I decided to do it the last minute. So we'll see if we get anybody that comes on board and listens and kind of enjoys this experience of impromptu. So today is Tuesday, and it's moving into the summer months, and I want to do some fun things. We're going to start off with a meditation, and then we'll go into, I'm going to do a special reading from a book that I wrote called Living Life as You Always Dreamed. It's now in ebook format, and so you could enjoy that as well. And then we'll do, see if there's any channeled messages for this particular meditation, and we'll just kind of go from there. So let's go ahead and close our eyes. And just allow yourself to take a deep breath. Notice where your breath is when you're doing that. Is it up on the top part of your heart or on the bottom? And take another deep, deep, deep breath and just let it all out. And I want you to focus in on your heart and just notice inside your heart we're going to do something really different this time than I'm being guided at this moment to do. As we focus in on the heart, we want to call forth our inner child, any fragmented parts of ourselves from yesterday that we want to bring into our life and connect it to a oneness with love. And so as you're focusing on your heart, to really bring you to a deeper place of nurturing and pampering and wholeness, I'm going to ask you to just go really deep into your heart and just take some deep, deep, deep breaths and just allow yourself to call forth that beautiful inner child and any parts that want to come up to be experiencing deeper levels of freedom, deeper levels of love and joy and peace. And as you call up these parts of yourself into your conscious from your subconscious, I want you to imagine that they're energy rather than people or parts of yourself. They're energy. And these energies are sitting on the stage that represents the different parts, all sitting next to each other. And then what I want you to do is I want you to just look at them with as much love, as much peace, compassion. Just look at each of the energies one by one, taking a deep breath, just sending them love, sending them joy, sending them energies of peace, compassion. One by one, And I'll be silent for a little bit while you're doing that. And as you do that, you'll be able to experience freedom, just so you know. Now I want you to imagine, as I call in all these beautiful angels, the archangels, these pure beings, love beings that I work with, Christ's love, universal love, to just stand in front of you and send you so much internal love. And at the same time, sending these parts of yourself that you would like to be free of anything that's not coming from love or joy or peace or health or vitality. To have this sense of a healing, a sense of a rejuvenation, a sense of a celebration, a sense of freedom from those encumbered chains or binds or anything that's holding it from feeling that. To be open and receptive to allowing these beautiful, pure, loving beings to shine a beautiful light out to these parts and to free it from anything that's keeping it in a vibration that's not in alignment with love and joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality. Really be open to the gratitude and the appreciation and the receptivity of this, so that you can be more whole and complete and free inside. And now these energies that are sitting on this stage that have not been in alignment with vibrations that we talked about, these higher vibrations, are magically disappearing into the light. And in place of it is more of a vibration that is in alignment with your inner child feeling it inside of you, and any parts of you that have been sitting on that stage are now transformed into a vibration of love and joy and peace and health and prosperity. And these energies now that were sitting on the stage that were part of you come into your beingness, allowing you to feel this expansiveness, this freedom, this joy inside. And be open to allowing it, because it'll free you from that of which was not in alignment, making you whole, making you more complete, and freeing you from anything that was in contrast to that. And taking another deep breath. In fact, let's take 3 deep breaths. Really bringing this inside fully and completely. If you miss any part of this, you can always come back and listen to it again, or you can even listen to it again. I'll be making a YouTube of it. If you want to subscribe to my YouTube, you can see some beautiful pictures as well. As you slowly come back into the room, just look inside and see what it feels like in your heart. Your heart, from what I'm hearing, will be open and more receptive and more expansive and definitely more of a freedom than it was before we did this meditation. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a huge hug. And just allow yourself to feel that beautiful experience of what it feels like to really be inwardly more loved and more nurtured inside. And so I want to welcome you. If you just joined us, I was inspired to do this extra show. I was sitting and all of a sudden I heard, I'm an angelic walking, and I heard my angel saying, do a show. And I'm like, okay. And so I quickly went on Blog Talk and inputted like an hour ago that I was going to do the show today. And I had one yesterday. and it was awesome. And so I decided, well, I'm going to do another one just for the fun of it. And I just really love when we have people on the show in the form of guests that really are inspired to really having a kind of a life that makes them feel more loved inside and more joyful inside and more peaceful, and always remembering that it always comes from within. And so if you're new to the show, I'm going to give you a little bit of a layout. I decided I want to read part of a book that I wrote. It's not a new book, although it's now in ebook format. And I did a YouTube on one of the chapters. If you're interested in getting the whole chapter, you could subscribe to YouTube and you'll be able to view the chapter. But I am going to read, I am going to read a part of that chapter today. And I'm going to include that periodically, if not all the time, in my radio shows before we do the angel messages. And I think it would be nice to be able to focus inwardly, get in the habit of doing that, since that's what I believe in anyway. What I do is I work with these pure loving beings, the angelic realm, Christ love, universal love, to pass on messages as an angelic walk-in. I don't go into your energy field, I go above it. And I tune in to the energies of them communicating, and then I put it into words and pass it on. In addition to those that have crossed over, sometimes have messages as well. And then I also work with people that are really committed to their spiritual awakening and help them to activate their inner spirit by working with these beautiful beings to support your life in a greater way, in a more expansive way, a more awakening way. And so I do that through these online series that I offer. They're an MP3 and MP4 version. I also have CDs and MP3s and MP4 relaxation CDs, and that have various focuses. And I also do private sessions. Some of it's coaching, some of it's special events, some of it's awakening and activating your inner spirit, and then angel messages. And then I have meditation classes that are similar and have a different focal point. They work on the emotions and the thoughts and the body to help to align it more with your inner spirit. And so I always like to offer a special. When you mention Blog Talk, you get a special on the area that you're committed and interested in and ready to really make a difference in your life. It's really easy to make excuses and stay stuck in what you don't want. But when you do make a commitment and you do invest in yourself, your life does transform for the better. And then you start to experience things that come from a greater way, whether it's with myself or with somebody else. And so if you're interested in any of that, please do jot down this website. I also put it in the chat box. It's Angel, A-N-G-E-L-R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love, L-O-V-E. And so before I take the readings, I'm going to do a chapter from my book. I'm in the process of writing a new book. Woo-hoo! But for now, I'm just going to share this one, because I love it as well, and I'm just going to do maybe a couple of pages, and then we'll get into the readings. And so please enjoy it. It comes from the book called Living Life as You Always Dreamed, and if you order it through me, you get the most current version. It is on Amazon. They don't have always the current version. Sometimes they have an older version, and so emailing me will give you the most current version. The Divinity of Love. Many have gone to churches and synagogues and retreat centers and monasteries, etc., as seekers to find purpose, while others have taken sacred vows to become nuns and monks to learn the secret. So what is the secret? Divine love is moving from the human self-absorbed focus, a form of selfish love, more fully into the genuine divine self, a strengthened inner being that resonates unconditional love. It is the letting go of the human self-absorbed ruling your life, which when in command, looks outside for what it already has inside. When you allow the human self-absorbed focus part to run your life, it comes from a separateness, a perspective of limitation, a place that pushes, tries to control, forces, and makes things happen. The human self-absorbed focus desires to get rather than to share. This does not mean that the human is bad. It actually is necessary to be able to live on the planet. as it is the human's job to protect you. Divine love is created when you go within and strengthen your connection to Source, to God, to the universe, as a spirit being living a human life rather than a human striving to be spiritual. Where is your focus on your path in your life now? Is it based on human self-absorbed running your life, or is it based on universal love, God consciousness? Living life from divine unconditional love starts by turning within and strengthening the inner being. From that place, you share from a more nurturing place. So this is in chapter one of the book, and I have more areas in that book as well, obviously. So if you're interested, you can go to the website. And also, if you want to just read the first chapter and make a decision if that's something that resonates for you, you can subscribe to YouTube, and it's on there with some beautiful pictures and all these wonderful things. Okay, so the next show before we do, I just want to make sure I don't forget that, unless I get inspired to do another show prior to that, is on July 11th, and it's at 11 o'clock. It's on a Monday, and that's 11-11, and so that's a really very auspicious day because 11-11 is the master number of spirit, and so if you're into numerology, you'll know what that means. And so please mark your calendars and join us. So the way that the readings go is I talk about on the show to really focus in on your heart and not too much on the story in the mind, because you get stuck in a vibration that's not as aligned. And so when I do the reading, I ask you to stay very focused on one specific question. Stay in your heart and ask your question, and then be silent so that I could get the answer for you from whoever is going to be communicating, whether it's your spirit guides, the angelic realm, or these pure beings that I work with, or even Christ love can come and talk to me and tell me to pass on the answers. And so please do stay very centered in your heart and focus on that one question. If I don't cover everybody, and because this is a special show, we may not have as many call-ins. The last show I had to call after the show because some of the calls got dropped off. So if I don't cover, then after the show, you can do a donation-based reading, or you could just go on my website and schedule for a reading versus waiting until the next time I come on and do a show. So those are some other options. And if you are inspired to share, you're more than welcome with gratitude to go onto the website and make a love donation at angelroselove.wix.com/love. It's a way of giving back and a way of continuing the vibration of abundance. So that's another way. So if you can, when I call you, pick up your call, just please go ahead and give me your first name and then the state you're calling from. And after I do the reading, I may ask if you're interested in being involved in any of the things that I offer, and if you're inspired and committed and feel resonation, you'll say yes. And if not, it's all great. You know, it's all perfect. So I just want you to know I probably will ask that question as well. So we're going to go to 347. Oh, if anybody wants to call before I take that number, the phone number is 347-996-5068. That's 347-996-5068. So if you're interested in calling in, I find that that works a little bit better than doing it over the chat box, because I'm able to pick up on the energies a little bit better for you. So please go ahead and do call in if you're interested in getting a reading as well. Okay. All right. So you've been patient, 347, and I appreciate that. So welcome, and please tell me your name. Did you log in at the beginning, or were you there after? Because my eyes were closed while I was doing this special meditation.
The meditation.
Did you get the whole part of it?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. How was it for you?
It felt good. You know, it's crazy because your voice is so very, very relaxing, the way you talk, and so I felt very relaxed. It was good.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, I always believe that everything has its purpose, and this show, you know, the fact that I did it this last minute and then was literally, like within a second, inspired to do that special meditation, and you, of all people, got on the air and was listening to it and felt it. You know, there's no accidents. So my heart just is so happy that you enjoyed it and you got the relaxation from it. And I know in my heart you got other things in addition to that that can come up and say, wow, this really makes sense. And it gave me another piece of my puzzle in my life. So I'm grateful that you cared enough about yourself to join us on this show. So love,
you're
I
welcome.
Appreciate you. Yeah, it's always fun to have new people. Are you new? I don't recognize your voice. Are you new? Oh, well, welcome,
yes,
welcome, welcome. What's
thank
your
you.
Name, love?
Latima.
What? Say it again.
Latima.
Oh, Latina. Oh, that's pretty. Is it with an M,
thank
Latina,
you.
Or Latima with an M?
Latima is with an M.
With an M. And just the state you're calling, it helps me tune in a little bit better.
Yeah, it's New York. I'm sorry.
That's okay, honey. Okay, so you heard how it works with regard to focusing on one question and then staying silent so I can get some answers for you, yes?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so go ahead and just close your eyes for a moment and just focus in on your heart just so you can really be able to be relaxed and know that I'm going to go above and tune into your spirit guides and also to the angelic realm. So I never go into people's energy fields. I really respect their space and their boundaries and all of that fun stuff. And so what is your question?
My question is about the romances, the guys around me. I want to know, do you see them like kind of playing with me, or is someone taking it serious? Because I'm like kind of confused of what's going on.
Yeah, it's interesting because I do see, you know, quite a few, looks like at least three. I don't know how many you have, but there are a few that are in your energy field. The word that I'm hearing, this is coming from your spirit guides, is a lot of growth. And to be cautious while you're doing these growth things. What happens is a lot of times you can confirm if this feels appropriate for you, that you open up too quick, you get too vulnerable too soon, and so you get hurt really fast if you're not with the appropriate person that knows how to be mature in a relationship. So it's really important. So it's really important for you to take baby steps. They have to earn your respect. They have to earn your friendship. They have to earn your heart. They have to earn your intimacy. You don't owe them anything. They have to earn it. Now, with that being said, it doesn't mean you come across being mean or snappy or overprotective, because what you're doing in that case is you're attracting what you don't want by closing off your heart. So you don't want to do that, right? You want to be able to be open and receptive and loving, but at the same time include yourself. And that's the part you're learning, is how to be able to have healthy boundaries and know how to include yourself in the mix of attracting. These men that you're currently in, I'm hearing, is your mom or grandma or somebody on the other side? Because I see a female on the other side.
Yeah, my grandma.
Your grandma, she's amazingly loving, at least on the other side. I don't know what she was like in the first point, but she has very protective energy. And what I'm hearing from her is that these guys are not the one, if I could use the word the one, kind of a feeling, meaning that they're not the appropriate people to be in the relationship. Although, allow them to show you what you need to learn so that you can become more whole and complete. Because the relationship you are looking for, and I do see the summer months, will be starting to come towards you. As long as you continue to take care of and focus inward on loving yourself, you've done so much inner work and so much has been created around that, the pain and all that kind of stuff you went through to make you stronger. And you have come a long, long way. And so with all of that being said, you're definitely on the path of love. Just make sure you include yourself and to really build your inner core of strength, more empowerment. So you attract someone that respects you, appreciates you, accepts you, and knows how to love you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You're a very, very special person. Your grandma has said that. I don't know you, but I could concur. That you just are very loving, and part of your heart did close off for a while, and you're reopening it and being kind of vulnerable around it. It just be take slower steps with regard to jumping into a relationship. Let the foundation. You don't have a house right away. You build a house in metaphors. You put the bricks down and you decide what you want to have in the house, and you make a foundation and make it sturdy and strong. It's the same thing with the relationship. You want to have a foundation before you let someone inside fully and completely and intimately. So build that foundation, and you know, they're the right person that comes into your life. You won't be asking, is he the one? You'll know.
Do you feel that coming too?
Yeah, and that's what they were saying, is I did see, like, in the summer months, that energy starting to come forth. Whether you physically meet that person, I haven't been told that part yet, but the energy is coming in starting in July. The thing that they said is, in order for it to continue to come into what I call a manifestation of fruition, is a better word, is for you to continue the path that you're on with self-love. So continue to do the great things you're doing, and just take it a little slower with the men that are in your life, because that energy door is closing out with what you were experiencing, and a new one is opening up. Is your birthday coming up soon?
Yes, it's next month. It's July 16th.
Oh, I saw that.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. Let me just see what number you are. I only have like 3 minutes. Let me just see. July 16th. 714, that's a 5 plus a 9. You're moving into a 5, which is change. There's that transformation. So that just got confirmed. So, man, you're so on track, girl. Just keep going. Just keep going. And just you'll know. Just keep trusting. Don't look outside for it. Let it come to you and all. Does what I offer sound like something you want to explore to help you, you know, solidify more of your inner core? Do you want to explore it and see, or do you want to just, how do you feel?
Oh, yeah, I want to explore it.
Okay, cool. So did you write down the website?
Oh, no. Can I get it again?
Yeah. It's Angel, angelrose.wix.com/love, L-O-V-E. And there's tabs up on top. Go ahead and click on those tabs and then see which one resonates for you. I would also go on YouTube and pull up my name, and I think you could still look at it and then decide if you want to subscribe to chapter one of that living book. I think that would be some kind of fun things in there for you to look at and so forth. And then you can just kind of explore the different tabs. And I'll give you a call. When do you want me to call you?
You can give me a call anytime.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure you have enough time to look at it so it's not too soon. I'm hearing from my spirit guides to call you tomorrow. So I'm going to, you know, I'll just check in with you tomorrow. And if you want to call me before, then I'll just
leave it
that you'll
do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations on your path.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to hear if you choose to share when you meet this person, because it's going to be fun. And keep your heart open with it coming into your life, and just enjoy. Just keep enjoying life, and let it unfold. You can't control it. Just let it unfold. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk soon. You're so welcome. Peace and blessings. Okay, well, this half hour went fast, and I so appreciate when spirit talks and things come together in a way that's very beautiful. I'm going to put this on a YouTube, so if you're interested in subscribing to the YouTube, it's under Angelica Rose, and I want to say thank you for being part of the show, and look forward to talking with you on July 11th, or if not sooner, you'll know. Peace and blessings, and have a beautiful, beautiful day.